Hello, wherever you are, whoever you are, I'm Peter. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. We're talking about audiobook narration and audiobook character voices. Yeah, now we spoke about characters, didn't we? A couple of 3 weeks ago when we were talking about animation and cartoons and gaming characters and so on. These characters in audiobooks, there is a similarity, but there's also quite a difference as well, because you're not going to be as over the top in an audiobook narration where somebody is listening one-on-one as you are if you're doing some gaming, where perhaps you're playing with a group of friends online or sitting next to you. So today, character voices. So if you want to know a bit more about character voices, as I say, go back and listen to the episodes from a week, 10 days ago, and check out those. So actually it's probably a bit longer than that, wasn't it? The main character. Yeah, the main character. This is the person who is appearing most, possibly the person who is narrating the book, who's telling you, the listener or the reader, what exactly is going on, or is the person from whose point of view things are going to be seen. So therefore they're going to be featuring quite a lot. There's going to be a lot of speech from them, a lot of talking from them. So the main character. And my tip for this is create a voice that you can use in various emotions, and one not so strong that it exhausts or hurts you. You're going to be using it an awful lot in lots of different situations and lots of different contexts. Individuality is another point worth making, because each main character's voice must be somewhat distinct from each other and also distinct from you as narrator, and consistent from page to page, so matching any character clues in the text. So their voice has got to go hand in hand with their attitude, their age, their background and looks and so on. We've looked at all this in some detail already. So consider how the character sounds in different situations. We've spoken about this before as well, but just to sum up here, how the character sounds in different situations and with different emotions. So when you've come up with your voice for one of the particular characters, linking in with their character description, their attitude, age, background, looks and so on, think about how they may talk, not only in day-to-day conversation, but also when they're arrogant or patronising or smarmy or being sexy or embarrassed or secretive and so on. What are their gestures? How do they move when they speak? Are they hunched? Where is their breathing coming from? The stomach or the chest? Is it quick and snatched or low and slow and deep? How do they walk? How would they run? See the image of the character in your mind's eye. Where have they got their hands? You have them too. How they have their eyes? You try too. Small, beady, shifty, wide-eyed. Your voice will find the appropriate sound almost naturally. Be careful of stereotyped accents of characters which may cause offence. We talked about this before. Are all scientists really Swiss or German? Are all baddies always Eastern European, Middle Eastern or English? Think about it. Maybe you can have a character, as long as it fits in with the text and what the author wanted, who's a little bit different rather than going with the grain. I'm Peter Stewart. Tomorrow, how do you voice up minor characters in audiobook narration? There can be dozens of these. Does every single one have to be different? Find out tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.